We're in the Mishnah Seferim beginning Ois Mem. Ois Mem Psucha Tmunasa Ktsas Kamei Chavav. Mem Psucha looks somewhat like a connection between a Chav and a Vav. Alkein Tia Lamala Litzad Yemin Agula. Since the right side is like a Chav, therefore we want the top right to be round. Avalamata, nevertheless, on the bottom of the back of the so-called Chav, Yela Zavis, Ubloy Okev, it should be squared, without an okev. The top of the chaf part of the mem should be flat and not round like a tes. Rak letzad yamin yeh ogel, but on the right side it should be rounded and not squared. Gam yeh gaga orech ad keneged moshava atachtein. The gag of the chaf part of the mem should come to the left the same distance as the moshav. V'kol zeh lechatchila. Everything we just mentioned is not ma'akev, it's only lechatchila. V'hachartim shebitzad smoil, yizor ledabik oisei legagoi. The vav part of the mem should be attached well to the roof of the chaf. V'yeh lechatchila kemat moshech b'shovim agag, and it should be almost snug up against it. Rak sheyeh b'neim letzad ma'ala kamoi pegam katan, and it should just have a very slight separation between the two of them. U'tmunas hachartim tiyeh kamoi vav oimedes. The vav part of the mem should be like an upright vav. Mutak tzas ba'alach sein v'loy harbe. Even though it's upright, nevertheless it should be slightly slanted toward the left, meaning that the bottom should be slanted toward the left. V'yagia ad keneged moshav atachtein v'ad bichlal, and it should come down all the way to be level with the moshav of the mem. U'ma'od yizor shelo yigaboy. In spite of the fact that it should come down as far as the Moshav, nevertheless, you should be careful that they don't touch. Even though you should be careful that they don't touch, we also don't want too much space between them. Because if there's going to be a great distance between them, by definition, that's going to mean that the slant is going to be at a very strong angle, which we don't want because we want the Vav to be somewhat upright. If they are detached and it's taka two separate letters, a chaf and a vav, so that's going to be puzzle. The ain moyalei tikkun betfilin and mezuzahs in kase v'acherav, and it won't be able to be fixed in tefillin and mezuzahs. To have a shalei kesidron ukidleil b'simin lamed beis seif chaf hey ayin sham b'mishne brura. V'hu adin im hidbik achartim lamata. The same would apply if the vav part of the mem touched the chaf at the bottom. B'makim psichasai lehamem, where it was meant to be open and detached, the pasul, that would pasul the mem, because obviously that would turn it into a mem stuma, and we need a mem psucha. Mavur adine leel b'simin lamed beis if yudches leinian tikkun im loikosav adayin acharav betulin and mezuzes. And assuming you haven't yet written further, if you've written further, there's nothing you can do. It's going to be shalei kesidron. But if you have not yet written further, then there's a discussion in simin lamed beis how to go about fixing it and how much needs to be erased. Says the Bir Halacha, K'may Chavav, Hakol Kasafti Al Pi Amavur B'Beis Yosef, V'Kol HaPoiskim Acharenim. Everything I wrote is based on what it says in the Poiskim. Alafuke Me'a Prima Gadim, with the exception of the opinion of the Prima Gadim Shekosav, because he says, Ditmunasa Yukmoy Nunvav, Ki Ein Mokar Lezed. There's no mokar for this that the Prima Gadim calls it a Nun instead of a Chav. V'Efshar Ditamay Misif Yudcheh Shekosav HaMechaber. Perhaps The Prima Gadim got this from the Mechaber, because the Mechaber says, in Shulchan Aruch, Yigra HaChartim, take off the Vav part. He's talking about a case where it touched on the bottom. So the Mechaber says, take off the Vav part, Ashet Yishar, Ketsuras Nun Kfufa, until all that's left is the right side, which is a Nun Kfufa. V'gamzeh in a raya. Nevertheless, this is not going to be a raya to the Prima Gadim. It's not a good enough reason to refer to it as a Nun instead of a Chaf. Why? The Efsher, the Sham, the Loyari, and Mechaber, Bedina, Xivas, Aisius, over there, the Mechaber is not telling you how to write the letters. He's just telling you the Dinam of Chaktoiches. No, when he's just telling you the Dinam of Chaktoiches, but he's not telling you how to write the letters, so he wasn't careful that it should be precise in how it's meant to be written properly. Kevin da afilu nun vav kosher lekulei alma, because even if you take a write a nun and a vav, that's fine as well. So it's possible he just wasn't medactic. Oy, an alternate reason is the tafa sham lufi minigas svardim, because the mechaber is talking about the svardish ksav shein mamshich makav shalemala ad keneged moshava atachlin, because the svardim, they don't pull the gag of the mem all the way to the left that it should be, that it should finish justified with the moshav. Rather, they make the gag shorter, not quite as stretched to the left. K'moshe kasev seifu l'David emes. The Chida says that im kain hudaim le nun vav. So comes out that the tzura is more similar to a nun vav as opposed to a chav vav. V'zeu mashak kasev sham seifu l'David emes till the two hamem daim le tes. And that's why the Chida says that it seems to him that the mem is similar to a tes. And we know that a test, Rabbeinu Chananel says, taka looks like a nun and a vav. But according to the minig Ashkenaz, you don't have to erase it until it turns into a nun. Rather, if you just erase the chartum and leave the tzura of a chaf, that would be fine, Teda. And a proof to this is the Belavush, Bechain Be'Evan Ezer, B'Seifa, B'Seida Gittin, Shasida, Mayrenu Arav, Mechal, Reb Yoispish, Kosov, Reb Michal, it's supposed to say, I presume, Reb Yoispish, Kosov, Yigra Adshe Tishar, Ketsuras Chaf Kfufa, you scrape until all that's left is a Chaf Kfufa. He doesn't say a Nun, he says a Chaf. The Taz says it's a nun vav, not a chaf vav. Beis Aaron already attacks the Taz for calling it a nun. But at the end of the day, the Bir Halacha is rather convinced that the correct surah is a chaf vav and not a nun vav. Continues the Bir Halacha, v'yagiyad k'neged moishav atachtein, u'b'di'evinim lo yigiyad l'mata, if the chartim of the mem, if the vav part of the mem, doesn't come down all the way until the moishav, v'tinek kari l'mem, and nevertheless, the tinek does call it a mem, tzarech iyun, it's not clear to the Bir Halacha if this is going to be kosher or not. Efshe d'zeu einim me'ikir tzuris ha'ois, rak l'chadchila, it's possible that it does not need to come down till the Moishav, in the sense that it would be ma'akiv. It's possible that it's only a din l'chadchila, so he's somewhat mesupik about that. Tzuras ois mem stuma, says the Mishnah Soifrim, ois mem stuma tia l'chadchila agul l'mal l'tzad yimin. Like the mem sucha, it should be round on the top right. Ulamata yiel ozavis li'yimin ulesmoil. And on the bottom, both the right and the left side should be squared. Shaloite nir es kasamich, because we don't want it looking like a samach. V'im lo yasa kein, and if one did not make both sides square, v'hatina karas kesamach psula, taka not be kosher. V'aprimagodim kosav, shetoiv yoyser, the best thing to do is, shetia merubas mikol tzad, that it should be square on all four sides. Ki bekal yuchal lovi lidei tos besamach, and this avoids any problems of a samach. U'mem zu tia stumim mikol tzad, unlike the mem psucha, the mem stuma should be sosum. V'gago yia oiver l'chadchila michutz l'stima ma'at kiroish havov. And on the top left, it should stick out as much as the roish of havov. V'lo yim shoich agag l'tzad smoy l'harbe, but it shouldn't stick out too much. V'b'di'eved yigra ha'moyser. If it does stick out too much, you can just scrape the extra off. V'ein b'zeh mishum chakteiches. It's not going to be chakteiches or shalike sidron. And if you find a mem like that in the word elikim, so leave it the way it is. And obviously on Shabbos, you would not have to take out a new sefer Torah if you find a mem stuma with the gag sticking out a lot on the left. Says the Bir Halacha, Yigra ha-moyser, umikol mokim, umshicha kolkach, if it's stretched so much that a tinek is not makir the ois, then already you're getting into a real shaila. And it's possible that scraping is not going to help because it's going to be a shinei tzura, and that would be schak teiches and shalik esidron. Ayin Rambam, perik aleph, melchus tefillin, halacha, yud, tes. Because over there it says that the tinek has to be able to read it. And even if you're going to tell me that by a hay that's stretched to the left, that would be kosher, sham shani, that's different. There are rishonim that hold that that's the way it's supposed to be written, unlike by Mem Stuma, where nobody holds that that's the way that it's meant to be written. Says the Mishnah Seifrim Tsuras Ois Nun Kfufa. Ois Nun Kfufa Yase Roisha Kmoi Roisha Zayin. The Roish of a Nun Kfufa should be like a Zayin. Ushleisha Tagin Aleo with three Tagim on the top. Vela Yose Rachav Mi Roisha Zayin. And don't make it too wide. To light to heavy daimel a Beis, because then it could look like a Beis in Mi Rachav Ma'at Yoser. If you make the gag a little bit too wide and you have a Moishav over there, so it could look more like a Beis, then like a Nun. For this reason, we do want the Moishav Taka stretched to the left, because when the gag is going to be the same protruding to the left as the Moishav, so it could look more like a Beis or a Chof than a Nun. Regarding the tzavar, the neck that's coming out of the head, shouldn't be thin, it should be thicker, and it should come down quite a bit, and it should be slanted back to the right. Why? Because since the Moishav sticks out to the left, so if we're not going to either make it lower so that it comes under the next letter, or if we don't tilt it back to the right, then you're going to have the mitzias that the next letter to the left of the nun, the bottom will be snug up against the moishav of the nun, but the gag will have quite a separation, and we don't want that. Additionally, we want the back right of the bottom of the nun to be round. Period. Let's say you made the top. We said a moment ago that it's meant to be like a zayin. What if you made a vav? Meaning you schlepped the neck of the nun down from the extreme right rather than the center. And prima godim is unsure if such a nun would be kosher. In spite of the fact that the Prima Godim and Rabbi Kiva Eger seem to be unsure if it's kosher at all, the Nachlas David is Mekel, and it seems to be that way from the Lavush as well. Why? How does he know? Because Shechazar B'Soif Tumina Sa'isya Shalai Hadvarim Shehem Li'ikuva B'Kol Ois V'Zed Dileg, because the Lavush, after he tells you how to write all the letters of the Aleph Beis, he then reviews all the letters and tells you what's ma'akiv, and he does not mention this idea. So therefore, it's mashma from the Lavush that if the gag is like a vav and not a zayin, it would still be kosher. V'al kol panim nira poshut, nevertheless, it seems obvious that af ladasa prima godim mahani tikun v'afilu betulin mezuzas, that even according to the prima godim who holds that it's possible, you would be able to fix it even by tefillin and mezuzas, and it's not going to be a problem of shaloi kesidron. The hainu, how are you going to fix it? Sheyigra tchila k'tzas meyroshay letzad smoil v'loi harbe. You take off the left side of the head of the nun, but not too much. Kedei shetishar adayin tuna zayin olav, because we still want it to look like a zayin. And if you take off too much of the roish, so then it's going to look no longer like a zayin. V'yachakach yosef olav dioy letzad yamin. You then will take off, I'm sorry, because then it's not gonna have the tzuras nun bechlal if you're gonna take off too much of the roish. V'yachakach yosef olav dioy letzad yamin, and then you add dioy to the right side of the head, la'asayse k'may roish hazayin, to make it look like a zayin. V'loy moyel bo'yosef as dioy mitzad yamin levad, but just to add on the right side is not going to help you, the Imkain, because if you're going to do that, ye roish erochav mi roish hazayin, the roish of the nun is going to be very wide. Ve'en lasis kain kanal, and we do not want a wide roish of the nun. We want a narrow roish of the nun. Ve'ayin ber alocha, and have a look in the ber alocha, which Be'ezus Hashem, we'll see next time.